Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I'm Ryan McCreaney, joined by the magnificent Kate Harrington. How are you doing, Kate?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. I'm just kind of over criticizing you for only doing good because you just can't come up with anything better.
Yeah, well, I'm sad that you didn't leave my mic on to sing along to your 3000.
Okay. We are joined by Head Writing Center tutor and Kansas resident Katie Martin.
Well, that's half right.
Yeah.
I am a current resident
right.
of Illinois.
Kansas native, yes. I should have said.
Yeah.
My bad. That was the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've done it all so far. Talked about finals week. We've talked about contemporary art.
We've really covered a pretty wide range. We talked about spelling for a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
And speaking of spelling, we talked about the word of the day, which I'm going to give you guys
soft
a hint.
Transition.
I'm going to give you a hint before we go off into this next tangent.
Okay.
Okay. So it's otiosity or otiosity.
Otiosity.
It's a noun from French origin. Mm-hmm. Is short-lived.
Okay, here's another hint, though, is that Robert usually picks topical words.
Yes, that's always just a standard hint. It's topical of some way and is short-lived.
What now, what does that mean? That's part of the definition?
Yeah, no, that's a hint.
Oh, is short-lived.
Noun. So it's a temporary thing.
Is a final?
Something that comes and goes.
Ending? Is an ending short-lived?
Well, you know, that's a good guess. But for our listeners, if you have a guess, 773-325-7341.
Or tweet at us, hashtag scrollradio, otiosity.
Yes. Also, if you have anything that can transmit Morse code.
I was wondering your face looked really serious and I was like, what is he thinking about?
Yeah, we have a receiver. Well, actually, to be fair, that's cheating because that's what telegrams are. So
what about carrier pigeon?
Carrier pigeon. We could do a carrier pigeon.
We have a lot of them. A
lot of pigeons. I don't know if we have a lot of carrier pigeons.
Well, carrier rats. We got rats. In the
carrier rats.
Oh, God.
The carrier couple
carrier
ducks.
Bunnies.
The couple
the
ducks.
Quad ducks.
Quad couple
oh,
ducks.
Oh, I hope they're not dead.
I think they probably are, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay, so something
just
actually...
Just not going to explain that.
What?
The quad
Listen,
ducks.
Listen, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. And there's really no point.
There's not that much explanation. It's ducks that lived on the quad.
Duck couple, yeah, that came back every year and loved each other.
And a Facebook page.
Yep. Okay, so... Cy Twombly sucks, basically, is what we were saying. No. Okay. We're over contemporary art.
Really
moving on.
I
should have...
That.
Oh, we should do a whole episode next quarter about why contemporary art is a thing. I'm sure someone's listening right now just like going, ah!
My dad texted and said you're a Philistine.
What does that mean?
Like you're...
From the time of the Philistines?
No, like you got a bad attitude about it.
Oh.
From the time
you're too snobby.
Your dad a big Twombly fan?
Probably.
Eye roll.
Because he's probably educated.
Yeah, I just don't get it, I guess. Okay, so speaking of education, let's do something beneficial. Not to say that we're entertaining right now.
I love a good art chat. That's always beneficial.
We should go to the Art Institute sometime. DePaul students get in free.
Plug again.
Another plug.
The Art Institute actually sends me checks. So advertise. Okay, finals week tips. So we know... Finals week schedule now. We know tip number one, come into the Writing Center.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out. It'll be going live very shortly.
To add to that tip, once the schedule is live, do not hesitate to make your appointments because it's going to book up very quickly.
Real quick.
You can't just decide on Wednesday morning that you need to come in for an appointment because you won't be able to get one.
No. Although definitely call and we can add you to the waiting list
for sure.
And try to make some miracles happen. But it is going to be pretty, pretty busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
Finals week is always interesting for us as tutors, very busy. Anyway, tips for getting through finals week. Do you guys have like a finals week routine or strategies that you always go to?
I for sure do.
Tell us.
Is it secret or can you?
I can share bits
Enlighten
of it.
Us.
Sure, sure.
All bits of it.
Well, so I think it was when I was like freshman, sophomore, I think it was more involved. Uh-huh. You know, there was a lot of like library time, student center, chicken wings and French fries. And those cans of the Starbucks espresso, like double shot things, those were an integral component of it. And I feel like as I've become less involved with my schoolwork, I don't know, like when you're a grad student, you know, you don't have four classes that you're doing finals for. It's just two. So it's less of a thing. But the caffeine has remained as like the go-to need it. Mm-hmm. To get through finals week. I'm really into sugar-free Red Bull right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I can get behind sugar-free Red Bull.
If I talk about it enough, will they send me some?
No, although
at Red Bull.
There's probably a very good chance that the Red Bull girls are out and about.
They have been on campus a lot lately.
Start stocking up.
Red Bull gives you wings. So yeah, I'm glad we had Katie on. Her genius tip for the week is drink caffeine.
Well, yeah.
Really revolutionizing studying. Okay,
so maybe I should revise that then. The tip would be to get enough sleep.
Okay.
But if that's not an option for you.
Which it isn't for many people, yes.
Exactly. Then don't try to be a hero. Load up on caffeine.
Mm-hmm. I have a tip. And Kate, I will let you get to your tip. You seemed like you were about to fire off a tip. Now your face suggests otherwise. Couple tips from me, actually. I hope I just knocked my mic away from my face. So number one would be just as far as getting things done in my head. See, I don't write down my like to-dos, but which I should. I know people, Jen Finstrom, the tutor at the Writing Center, has just a phenomenal to-do list at all times, very organized. And I envy that because I just keep it all in my brain.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying basically is, have a structure to, okay, I have this amount of time where I can sit down and I need to get this. This is what I'm going to get done in that time. And don't get up and start doing other things until you've accomplished that, what you said you were going to finish when you sat down. And so I try to do that every day of finals week. And for finals week basically starts at the beginning of week 10. So every day this past week and every day until I'm done completely and go off to spring break, I have, okay, here's the hours where I'm going to be doing stuff and here's what I need to get done in that time frame. Boom, 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 ready to go. So I can just kind of neatly check it off. And that way it's never too overwhelming. I'm not going, oh my God, I have all this stuff to do and it has to be done at this date and I just don't know when I'm going to do it. I know when I'm going to do it. I know when I'm going to do each component of it.
Now, how successful are you at actually doing that?
You know, most of the time I end up staying later at the library than I want to be, but I hold myself good to not getting up and leaving until I'm done, like I said, I wanted to be.
So you still do your work on campus?
Yes, which is another part of my tip. Another tip is if you're an on-campuser, which I think is fine, I think it helps a lot of people just kind of get in the school zone, just being in a school building. The library gets very, very crowded, very, very crowded, and will probably be very crowded today and for the rest of the week. My tip would be, I don't know how pumped the student center employees are going to be about me saying this, but there's a lot of classrooms and other types of rooms in the SAC and in arts and letters and in the student center that get left. The doors get unlocked. And technically, as long as the building's open, they won't tell you to come leave as long as someone isn't using it for something. Mm-hmm. So I always try to find, you know, in SAC, I'll try to get an empty classroom and just be like to, you know, three or four of my friends, hey, if you want to come study, if you have something to do, I have this room. The building's open till 10, you know, we can kind of be a little bit more spread out, a little bit more.
You don't have to be as quiet.
Yeah, you can talk how you want. You can take breaks the way you want to take breaks. And then it's actually really nice for my sports fans because March Madness is starting soon. And so me and my roommates last year.
Me and Katie, sports fans.
Excuse me. Me and my friends last year, we did that. And then we pulled up the games on the projector on the computer and just kind of like had it muted. And so that if we wanted to just look up and watch a little bit of the game or whatever.
A little bit of sport.
Yeah. It was right there. So that's a tip as well.
to put up March Madness?
Well, my main tip is that there's plenty of other quiet spaces on campus to study than just the library.
Yeah. Fourth floor of Arts and Letters. Some of those classrooms have gorgeous views of downtown. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to hang out.
Yes. Yeah. Also, those places are where you can sneak in judgment-free naps.
Yes.
Judgment-free. I love that.
I personally am not gonna judge a guy that's cashed out in the library.
I do.
But people do, people do.
don't sleep in public. Like closed classroom, that's fine. But if you're just like out in the open, the throughway.
Yeah.
Ooh. Great word.
Thank you.
Kate, do you have any tips real quick?
I think definitely finding someplace outside of your bedroom. My biggest problem is that I try to get work done. I'm like, I could just lay in bed and be on my laptop doing things, which immediately results in me falling asleep. So get out of my bed is my biggest tip to myself. Finding libraries or even like a Starbucks, I think, is a good place to sit and chill. All of my finals this quarter are going to be papers. So I'm going to be creatively trying to find spots to write. Because I don't really have studying to do, you know? It's not a lot of, like, flashcards or, like, book reading. It's just a ton of typing.
Are you going to make an appointment at the Writing Center?
Yes, I am. Nice. But not until the schedule goes up.
Very nice.
I'll just be waiting for it, though.
Okay, so good tips. I think all of our listeners are going to do so much better on finals week now.
You're welcome.